Yo, it's 12:04. It's noon 04 p.m. I'm getting up. I'm up. Well, I had to feed the cats. So I'm here alone, and this is their feeding time. So I fed them first before I started. I am alone. Jacqueline left yesterday. I told you that. But I have spent most of the time since I last talked to you. Hi. But I am not now. And I'm not going to, you know, if I do get high again, it'll be in the evening tonight when I, after I do a full day of work of some type. Oh, so I'm a little out of it. Well, I got a Facebook message. Let's read that. It was from Kevin. Kevin always, you can Facebook, anybody can Facebook message me if you wish. Or, reachable also on, of course, Twitter. Some people send me messages on Instagram, which I don't know why. That's their preferred method, is to, these are people that know me, that they have all my information, and they choose Instagram as the preferred form of communication. I never quite understand that. Kevin said, Chris, why not ignore current news this weekend and only read stories dated 100 years ago to the day? Now, I feel like if I take this suggestion, it sets a precedent where everybody feels like they could tell me what to do, but nothing I'm doing works, so why not? I don't know if I'll do it all weekend. Let's try it tomorrow. I'll try it tomorrow if I remember. And then we'll maybe try it. If that works, if I like that, we'll try Sunday. And yeah, if you have suggestions, go send them. I might do them, I might not. This isn't, I like to hear from people. So thanks, Kevin. All right. I'm going to write you back right now. Thanks. I'll try that tomorrow. Let's see how it goes. So if it doesn't work out, that is Kevin's fault. I take no responsibility. Now, let me, but today, that's going to take some kind of preparation. That's going to take some, I guess I could just Google what happened 100 years ago today, and there's a web, it'll tell me, and then we'll see what happened 100 years ago today. What kind of iPhone did they have? Of course they... let's see, where's the news? Here we go. Ooh, hurricane. Lots of hurricanes. So I hope none of you are in the path of a hurricane. And if you are, get out of it. Because I can't lose any listeners from the hurricane. Maybe I'll start telling people that I wouldn't joke about losing people in the hurricane. That would be terrible. But I don't want any, you guys stay out of that hurricane. After Utah nurse, okay, there's a lot about that Utah nurse that gets arrested, but I don't want to see. FDA slams EpiPen maker for doing nothing while hundreds failed, people died in damning letter. Agency says maker didn't fix violations to recall bad batches. Oh, no. So they're making this... fuck you, EpiPen people. That's some bullshit. Glad I don't have any allergies. That would suck. But Jacqueline has a nut allergy, and she has like an EpiPen, but it's like mad old and probably doesn't work. And usually when if she gets a nut or nut something in like nut oil, or sometimes you never know what it is, the contamination that happens in food. But if she gets something like that in her food, then she drinks a Benadryl or children's Benadryl. I don't know why children's Benadryl, but she'll do it and then sleep and throw up. It's not fun. It's gotten worse over the years. When I first met her, she had a little bit of something happened, she kind of shake it off. To have a little Benadryl, shake it off, she'd be fine. And then the last time it happened, it was terrible. But she needs to get a new EpiPen, I think. And not only are they like jacked up in price, you can't even trust them because these motherfuckers. Last time she got, we were at a fucking wedding in Colombia, and I missed the big cocaine party after the wedding. Or at least I heard there was a cocaine party. I wasn't there, so I don't know. I heard there was a piñata with cocaine at this party. And I don't do cocaine, so that's fine. But it sounds like a pretty cool party. And I was in the room next to her, watching Netflix on my phone. You know, you go to other countries, they have really cool Netflix. They have a bunch of movies that we don't have on Netflix here. So that was interesting. I got to see some... I watched something I wouldn't be able to see at home. Magnitude 8 earthquake reported near Trepicos, Mexico. Ooh, what's going on? The planet is not loving people. Earthquakes, hurricanes, wildfires. A lot of bad shit. Stay safe, Mexico. Boy who suffered up to 100 seizures a day. I feel like this is an old story that I read yesterday. Oh, no, maybe not. A boy who suffered 100 seizures a day has gone... Has had... Okay. Boy who suffered up to 100 seizures a day has none in 300 days after being prescribed cannabis oil. Weed makes everything better. I had no seizures yesterday while I was high. Imagine that, 100 seizures a day. 100. And all you needed was some weed. And everybody's like, don't smoke weed. They're like, don't do drugs. And weed is a drug. That's the lie. Weed's not a drug. Don't do cocaine. You know, don't do a lot of cocaine. I think saying don't do cocaine is kind of crazy because everybody's going to do something. But don't do too much. And then, you know, and then walk away. And don't brag about it. And, I would say, man, don't do heroin probably. Because, that seems to jam a lot of people up. But weed will save you from seizures. Canadian University offers $60,000 scholarship to students affected by Trump's DACA decision. Damn. Good. Well, now we don't know what's going to happen with that. But that's nice. Okay, I was hanging out with some Canadians last night, a friend of mine, Adam, and his wife. They came to New York on vacation, so I hung out with them and walked around, pointed out sites that I thought were interesting, and ate barbecue at Daisy Mae's. If you come to New York City, go over to Daisy Mae's. It's not a tourist place. It's a legit, for real, really good barbecue place. All right. Comcast exec: company lost 100,000 to 150,000 subscribers last quarter. Maybe because you suck. Nobody likes your shit. You're not good. I've never had Comcast. It bothers me that they own NBC and like all that stuff. It's like a Comcast company. They're based in Philadelphia. A company based in Philadelphia owns Universal Pictures. That doesn't sit right with me. 3 Equifax managers sold stock before cyber hack was revealed. Oh, those bitches. First of all, these Equifax motherfuckers, nothing but snitches. All snitches. That's what they do. Right? They say, you got bad credit. Who got bad credit? I'm going to tell on you. Fuck you. You pieces of shit. Then they got hacked. I didn't even see a story about that, but they got hacked. And all this information got out there. Social Security numbers, fucking driver's license numbers. You basically everything you need to steal somebody's identity. Like millions and millions and millions of that shit got out. And then before they let everybody know, hey, let's unload some stock. Fuck you. They should go to jail right away just for being snitches and then trying to fucking pull some shady shit. If you're going to be the fucking hall monitor, you better be on the up and up, motherfucker. You're going to go put my name up on the blackboard? Oh, he's a talk drunk. And then you're going to pull some bullshit? Fuck you. Lock those motherfuckers up. That's like got to be insider trading. For real. Alright, that's good, right? I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to do some shit. And then I'll tell you about that shit tomorrow. I better try to do something interesting. I'll try to do something like worth talking about tomorrow. And then I'll do the 100-year thing. If I remember. I have this like fear that I'm going to forget it. I don't know if fear is the right word, but I feel like I might forget. But if I do, I'll do it the next day. But I'll do it. All right. See you tomorrow. We love you.